everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are just taking a look at some headlines that happened on this day in history. Now, today it is Sunday, September 6th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 9월 6일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look here. This one is going to be about something I'm not exactly the biggest fan of, but I know a lot of people in my family love it. It is fishing. We will be talking about fishing today. So let's take a look at this here in Korean first, and then we'll switch it on over into English. It says, 황금의 낚시철 추대역 꿈 연근다. And so what we're talking about here is that 낚시, which is fishing, but here specifically we're talking about 낚시철. And as you guys might remember, 철 here is often referring to a season. We've covered that with 장마철 and 여름철, and here we have 낚시철. And so that is the fishing season. But once more, we've got that term 황금 coming up. So we've actually covered this before. 황금 is talking about something that is golden. And so this is the golden season for fishing. Ooh. And so what we're talking about, which season this is autumn. And the reason we know that is because the term 추 is in there. Now, it's actually my first time encountering this, so I had to ask a writer about it, but it's the Chinese character for fall or autumn in there, 추. And so they were talking about how during this time here in autumn, it was a time for dreaming of large fish in the fall. And so it sounds so romantic when I say it like that, but when we talk about large fish, we're using that term 대어. 대어, that's those large fish. But when they're saying dreaming of large fish, that term dream is 꿈. 꿈. So you guys will often hear about dreams, 꿈. And then finally, that last one, 연근다, is talking about growing ripe or something that's ripening. And here, the reason they're talking about it is that at this time in 1990, apparently, there had been a typhoon that had brought a ton of rain and just kind of went right into fall. Unfortunately, it seems like while, you know, we had these long rains, it also had a bright side to it here, because with the fall and the cooler temperatures here, it kind of made prime fishing real estate, I guess we could say here. A lot of different fish like to get into that colder type of water. And so the article was talking about different types of fishing in different areas and what you can do. And so the first one they had mentioned was for carp fishing, the type of fish carp. And they said, you know, reservoirs and dams and those sorts of areas there, he had kind of introduced. And basically he said in the fall time, that's when, you know, the water levels kind of stabilize. And so the fish are able to kind of get the nutrients and all the resources that they need to kind of prep for winter. And so they get a little bit bigger and grow, and it's kind of the perfect time there for that sort of fishing. But however, perhaps you are more of the river type fishing, then this whole change in the temperature here is going to be great, because a lot of different fish species that live in cold water will start to come out. So maybe you'll go trout fishing or bass fishing. Whereas those who maybe are more of the sea fishing type, they recommended a couple fish here which I have never encountered before. The first one was called gobies, while the second one was called greenlings, and they highly recommended near Incheon at the time. And then also the white croakers, which Matthew has mentioned on our food talk before, very delicious. And they said the nice thing about those is that they move in groups. So if you do decide to go fishing for those, you could get 20 or 30 fish a day at that time, because they just move in these giant little, you know, swarms of fish there. So when I was reading this here, I tried my very, very best to be so excited, but I must say, fishing is the one hobby of my family that never passed to me. For my 16th birthday, my family thought it would be fun to take me fishing. I will just shorten the story by saying, it wasn't. I did not enjoy it at all. I am still not a fishing person, although I do see the appeal for people who want to relax and just enjoy the quiet and just the peacefulness. But for me, I'd rather just read a book. But I'm curious about you guys. Do you like fishing? 네, 여러분 낚시 좋아하시나요? Let me know. I'd love to hear. But now let's take a listen to our next song. It's called We All Need a Lifetime, and it's by Kim Hyun-chul and 불독 Mansion. Korean 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. That's right, everyone, here at Headline Korean. I'm just going to take this headline, break it on down, and give you those key words, the key phrases, and everything else in between that you need in order to understand the current issues in Korea. So, keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. And today's article, we're going to be talking about something that is quite important here. We're going to be talking about ear health. 네, 오늘 기사의 내용은 귀 건강에 대한 내용이네요. And this one I think is quite important for anyone who perhaps, you know, is using earphones frequently as well. So let's take a look at this in, first in Korean, and we'll switch it on over into English. So it says here,
젊은 난청 안 겪으려면 볼륨부터 줄이세요.
All right, and so what that basically means there is if you don't want to experience any difficulty in your hearing at a young age, you gotta start by turning down the volume first. And so if we're gonna break this down here, we're talking about people at a young age here, or, you know, a young age where your difficulty in hearing kind of starts to happen. And that's where that 젊은 comes in there. 젊은. And 젊은 is talking about young. But then we get that term 난청, 난청. And that's where that difficulty in hearing comes in. So difficulty in hearing at a young age if you don't want to experience that. So you guys remember when we add 안 in front of something, it's talking about not. So not experiencing something is that 안 겪다, 겪다. And so not experience it. And they're saying what you should start from is turning down the volume. So I'm sure you guys heard the 볼륨 part there. That's just the English term volume. But that 부터 is saying where you start from there. First from here or starting from here. So 볼륨부터 is starting from the volume first. 줄이세요. And 줄이다 is the term for like reducing or turning down something. And as you guys might remember, when we have that 하세요 or 뭐뭐세요, it's kind of saying, please do this thing. And so here they're talking about in the article how, you know, you often see people using headphones these days or earphones or whatever it might be. And unfortunately, because of this, a lot of people have noticed that there have been more pain in the ears or hearing problems, especially in terms of young people. So according to some statistics from the Health Insurance Review and Assessment Service, they said there has been an increase in hearing loss, about 42% increase in the past 4 years. And apparently, a large number of this, about 20%, are for patients under 30 years old. So they said there's kind of two things that you could kind of contribute to difficulty hearing. I won't get too into it here, but basically the two stuff are conductive hearing loss and sensory hearing loss. And if you're having difficulty in hearing related to like noise and stuff, that's sensory hearing loss. And that's caused by the cochlea, if you guys know what that is there. I don't know. Maybe I'm really nerdy, but I kind of very into ear health here. And they said the basic thing to do is not to avoid treatment. If you start to feel like, you know, I'm not hearing things properly lately, definitely go get in and get it checked out, because the article mentioned that there are a lot of different hearing aids and different things that we can do. They're continuously getting developed. And so they said,
also to avoid, you know, making it worse or to prevent anything in the future, they highly recommend that you don't use your earphones for more than 2 hours a day. And they said also you might notice there might be a problem if you're kind of listening with a loud volume, because then you also have this tendency to speak in a louder voice. So perhaps your friends are kind of like, hey, you know, stop shouting, or hey, you're kind of talking really loud here. Maybe that might be a cue then that, ooh, you know, maybe my hearing might not be as well. And so they said a great tip there is to kind of reduce your volume level on your earphones or whatever you may be listening to. And that way you're kind of talking in a normal voice and trying to kind of balance that out. I know that my grandfather, of course, he's my grandfather, so the situation is different, but we noticed that his hearing problems had started when he would start to talk much louder with us than, say, if he was, you know, talking on the phone. When he was on the phone, we kind of just assumed, oh, another person must be in a very noisy place, so he needs to talk louder. But when it started to turn over where when we would be having coffee or breakfast and he would be talking at a large, you know, very loud volume, we started to wonder, ooh, maybe his hearing isn't as good as it used to be. So what I often try to do, because I always worry about my ear health as well. I know that sounds a little silly, but I do. I try to get my ears checked every year at my health check for the 건강검진, as you guys might remember from Melody. They often do an auditory test there, and that lets me know what the health of my ear is like. But I'm curious about you guys. You know, do you guys use headphones a lot? If you do, let me know. I'd love to hear about it. But now let's take a listen to our next song here. The song is called Quiet Times, and it's by 다이도.
You ask me where I go tonight, I go back to today last year. When we knew how to make each other happy and there was hope there.